Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Could you say that one more time? I think it's ziprecruiter.com/journey.
Sure.
Well, that's like the oldest trick in radio. Why do they do that? It's annoying. That number again, that number again, that number again. Hey, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. It's...
Okay.
Say it, Tom
and Laura. I think we get the point.
Say
Tom and Laura
it.
In the morning.
There
yep.
you go. Hey, coming up, Jimmy Fallon talks about your show, Bridgerton. And, yeah.
It's a great show.
Everybody's gone crazy over it. We'll have details on that. And speaking of Netflix, Conan last night was kind of making fun of Netflix because everybody seems to be signing up and watching these shows, yet they're watching Netflix because they're stressed because of the pandemic. And it kind of, sometimes it doesn't make sense, right? I mean, Bridgerton
is one
thing.
I feel like it's nice to be able to watch shows. I mean, listen, I gave up cable TV before it was cool. Like, I'm talking 15 plus years ago.
Okay, but...
I don't know. It's like escapist, right?
Right.
You don't
want
to watch the news. You don't want to see what's going on.
So you watch a show where they're blowing up buildings and killing people. This is what I don't understand, you know? Because I found myself last night with my cable, Ion TV, Thursday night is Chicago PD night. And I watched like five straight episodes. And finally, I was like, dude, you're getting a little aggressive just because you've watched five episodes of Chicago PD. It's like, you know... You get off the couch and you're looking for somebody to, I don't know, wrestle. I don't know. It's so Conan last night was talking about just that. And he came up with a new Netflix. You know how we have ESPN and ESPN2 and NBC and MSN. Well, how about Netflix Gentle?
From the people who brought you The Great British Baking Show comes a new slate of incredibly gentle TV.
Ooh.
With shows like Darn It, Australia's quietest sock-making competition. Wagons being pulled by children.
Oh.
Blowing gently on hot soup with the stars.
Aww.
Fluffing up pillows to smooth jazz.
Mm.
The ultimate napkin folding champion.
Great.
Dateline, murderers taking bubble baths.
What?
And every Bob Ross episode played at once. Netflix Gentle TV. Because you're too fragile to watch anything else right now.
Caught you wagging your head. It's all good. Flashback Friday is about 35 minutes away, so we'll do much more of that coming up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure.
You were wagging your head.
I actually watched A Night at the Roxbury last weekend. That movie is so dumb.
You know,
but I found myself engaged. I was like scrolling through stuff on the streaming services that I have, and I was like, "Oh my god, A Night at the Roxbury! This is ridiculous."
I know.
Let's
and then,
watch.
So you do, and you do it over and over, and you could recite scenes from the movies. And then sometimes when you're in a crowded room, you say a line from a movie, and then you scan the room left to right, right to left. Anybody? And when people pick up on it and they recite the next line or whatever, it's a really funny moment. But when everybody just stares at you and you can hear the crickets, you're like, wait, what?
So I don't know. Score. Like, yeah. Excellent. Oh, my God. Excellent dance moves.
Excellent dance moves.
It's so good. Like, I'm sorry. But, like, okay, so the cast, though, because obviously... It came from a long-running sketch on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I hear that song, though, What Is Love?
Yes.
That's all I can think about. And I remember in the 90s watching SNL and then laughing at these dudes who are just so dumb. And then they decided to make a movie out of it, and it kind of worked.
And
it doesn't age well.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Like, it doesn't age well, but...
Exactly.
I was folding laundry, and it was just one of those things. I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch this. And even Keith, who's doing work in the office, was like, Laura,
what are you watching? Caught, busted, convicted.
I was like, I'm watching An Edith or Roxbury.
Yes.
It's like, oh, my God.
Whatever. You know? What happened to me the other night, I met an old friend for dinner, and how you doing, Tom? And I said, well, no, quite dead yet, you know? And he looks at me for just a couple of seconds, and I realize, wow, this is a demographical nightmare, because I'm in my 60s, and this kid is in his early 20s. And he says, you'll be dead soon. Shut up, you'll be dead soon. And pretty soon we're doing Monty Python's Holy Grail in the middle of a restaurant. So sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I prefer Caddyshack lines, but not everybody likes that movie. I can even pull a line once in a while from an old episode of MASH on TV. Sometimes people get it. Sometimes they don't. I had to step out in the driveway to warm up the car on a chilly morning this morning. And I came in and I go, oh, better bring in the brass monkeys. There was crickets. I was thinking, yeah. Don't you remember an episode of MASH where it was freezing cold and everybody's trying to stay warm? Colonel Blake, better bring in the brass.
Yes. I've watched a lot of MASH in my time with my mom. The husband actually loves to quote Monty Python. He did an entire he put together this like Monty Python review, evening of Monty Python, if you will, in college. Yeah. It sold out, actually.
There you go. So you know what's good and what's not. So, okay, Caddyshack or Monty Python, there a go. Old SNL skits turned into movies, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of love them.
So do I.
I can't help it.
News is next. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Speaking of good, we've heard the news.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
Now it's time for the good news with Laura Good. Yeah.
We are going to start today with Bernie Sanders, friends.
Wait, Bernie's back in the news?
Well, okay, so his meme at least is.
Okay.
And the story comes out of Texas. There was a woman who, after his meme, you know, his mittens, sitting in his chair, doing his thing.
Yeah.
After that took off, she made this crochet doll of him. Mm. It went viral. Decided to auction it off, and it sold for over $20,000 online.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
What?
It's mind-blowing because I knew Bernie was trending because of that picture, and I already had a Bernie pattern and a Bernie doll, so I just went and got that, and I modified it super quick, and from beginning to start, I didn't get up, and it was 7 hours. But that's on top of the hours and hours of actually designing that I did like a year ago. The mittens are not that hard. I put it up for 99 cents, and then a few minutes later, I went to take the screenshot. I was like, wow, it's $5. This could be my new path. This is a new way of helping people in a way that I've never been able to do before.
And then end up raising $40,000. That's good news.
It did indeed. It's great news. And all of the money went to Meals on Wheels.
Aww.
Up next, somewhere in Greenville, South Carolina, someone left another 2021 tip.
Mm. Never would I thought we would get something like that.
I couldn't believe it. Usually he comes in and orders one of three things, and it's usually right around $9 or so. And he would leave an extra, you know, he'd leave a 20 or give another 20 and say, you know, hey, give five to each of the guys on the grill. For them to get that in January 2021, it's like, look, it's a new year. Look forward. I know it's a cliche, everybody says it, but this year, this time it's true.
This time it's awesome? True. That's good news.
I just love that all of the things that are going viral are happy, especially with this whole 2021 tipping trend. It's great. Let's keep it up.
Yes.
And finally, last but not least, a team of healthcare workers in Oregon got caught in traffic on Tuesday after a big snowstorm. The Midwest has just been getting hit with epic snowstorms and out west. So it caused a big wreck. They had 6 doses of the Moderna vaccine that would have gone bad. So guess what they did, Tom?
No way. In a traffic jam?
They got out, started knocking on windows, were like, hey, we need to do this now. Are you interested? And basically, some lucky drivers got vaccinated right on the side of the highway just by having the luck of being stranded next to the ambulance that had the doses.
And the doses did not go bad. That's good news.
That's great news. And what ingenuity on those healthcare workers' parts. That's all I have for you on this Flashback Friday. Thanks for listening. We bring you the good news every weekday morning right here with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Right on the edge of 17. We're right on the edge of a Flashback Friday. What was your favorite song when you were 17? And we're coming up with that right after the news, sports, AccuWeather.
Wait.
What?
Timeout.
What?
What a great question for Flashback Friday.
Hmm.
What was your favorite song when you were 17?
That's a long time ago for me. I'd have to really give that some thought. But
what year was that,
cool.
Tom?
When I was 17? 74, 75, maybe?
I was 17 in 1999, 2000.
Everything, 1999.
2000. I graduated high school when I was 17, but then I like immediately turned 18 the following weekend.
Yeah, so did I. And that means when you graduated from college, you still weren't 21.
Listen, the struggle is really real.
It is real. If you, people figure out what we're talking about. You're in college and you're not 21 yet. It's just like, and yeah.
I didn't turn 21 until the end of my senior year.
Yep, there it is. There
like,
it is.
Come on now.
Same with me. Same with me. Hey, news is coming up, and we've got an interesting topic for you. But first, the newest pandemic product shortage is grape nuts. What?
This is so weird.
Who eats that stuff?
They hurt your teeth.
Yeah, they hurt my teeth. I mean, and they're...
Like, they're crunchy.
And I have caps, and they still hurt me. Anyway, yeah, they're crunchy, all right. So... Post has no idea why, but they're having supply chain issues, and they hope to have fully stocked grape nut shelves back in the stores by spring. So hang on in there. All right?
I mean, I'm so sorry, but when you look at the nutritional information on the back of a grape nut package, they're not that good for you.
I know, but that's the way we grew up, right? There was like Fruit Loops and Sugar Pops, and then on the other side of the shelf, there was... grape nuts.
It's you know, true. And it's like they were brown and they were bland and crunchy and like...
And Total.
Unappetizing.
Remember Total? It's like, what is Total? Wheaties that are boring.
Actually, I kind of really like Total.
Total and Wheaties were like the same thing, I think. I don't know. Anyway.
I like both of those cereals. Total, Wheaties. I was not a Corn Flake fan, but I like the Bran Flake style of stuff.
Cornflakes got soggy too quick. It's
they
that
did.
Simple.
They
yeah,
did.
It's that simple. Hey, we're talking about, speaking of old breakfast foods, how about old snacks? I mean, did you ever go to the store and look, you know, I got a craving for something I ate in fifth grade, and then you go to the shelves and they're not there anymore.
We want to know on this Flashback Friday, what snacks do you miss? Do you wish that they could bring back right now? Do you know what I miss? Crystal Pepsi.
I still got some buddies that work for the company. They might have a pallet of it in a warehouse somewhere if you need it. They don't make
it
anymore.
Okay, then do they have, and this I drank when I was not 21. I'm putting it out there. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
Uh-oh.
Zima. And they brought it back for a hot second before the pandemic.
Yeah. And it
and
sold
then it went
like
away.
Crazy.
It's I want it again.
Yeah. Okay, how about some Zima? How about, I don't know. I'm looking, I Googled it, and Lunchables.
Those kind of still exist. Do you remember the, they were called like, they were by Keebler, Tato Skins. They were like potato skin chips.
Yes, I do remember. Yeah, something like that. Tato Skins or Tato Skins, like you said. Yeah, I do remember. And you know what? You thought they were healthy because they were made out of potatoes, kind of.
But they weren't.
Anyway.
Come on now.
So let us know. Let us know what, let's whip something up and do a little Tom and Laura Facebook activity for Flashback Friday. That's a cool idea, right?
Let's do it. We'll say, stop rebooting movies. Reboot these snacks instead.
Okay, and see what people want to reboot. Great idea.
Yes, please.
News is next. Flashback Friday on the other side. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot. Oh, so good. That
way. Flashback Friday. Not one of my favorite things of the 90s boy bands, but that was one of my favorite songs of the 90s. I don't know why. It just gives me goosebumps the way I guess it's songs.
Thank you, Zach, for that request.
Yeah.
Messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page. You can, too.
Mm-hmm. Keep them coming, Ford Fun Line. Always open at 1-800-326-94KX. Or use Facebook or Text Club. Whatever. So I'm scrolling down here, Laura, on these foods,
okay.
Right? And there's so many different, you could Google this now with his friends, favorite like old school throwback foods. We'll call them flashback foods on a Flashback Friday. And the first site I landed on, it was all stuff like that my kids ate, like Go-Gurt and fruit by the foot and stuff like that. So I thought, well, can this possibly be demographical? So I'm scrolling down and it says the top foods of all time. So I'm thinking, oh. So I click on it and there's stuff on there like chocolate ding dongs. And I just saw pizza spins. They're only available in the 70s.
Do you remember Doritos 3D?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't a long time ago.
Like the 3D Doritos.
Yeah, they're coming
back. That was
back,
in the 90s.
Right?
And then the other Pop-Tarts Crunch.
Yeah. They had stuff.
And then somebody posted already, these comments are great, Jell-O Pudding Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Which were awesome.
Yeah, Jell-O Pudding.
And then also, they were these Fruit Corner fruit bars. They were like flat fruit bar things. They're from like the late 80s, early 90s.
Hmm, okay.
They were so good.
I got to look that one up because I don't remember. Here's one you might not remember of all time now. Flashback foods of all time.
Okay.
Number 7, candy cigarettes.
I do remember them because my pop-up had them in his store in Mount Carmel. And you used to be able to like suck on the end and puff, and the sugar would make like a puff of smoke.
The sugary snacks were sold to children because they look like cigarettes. And you could play as if you were smoking.
We didn't know a lot.
Yeah, we
it's
didn't
fine.
Know a lot. It's for kids.
Do you remember the High C Ecto Cooler?
No.
With what's his name from the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that's where I remember from. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it was like the High C Ecto Cooler, and they said, oh, 100% of your daily vitamin C, and it was just all sugar.
Yeah, right.
Great.
I prefer the red Kool-Aid jug over the High C Ecto Cooler.
Seriously.
Any day. Yeah, so we want to know what your favorite candy or snack was of all time. You can't beat the old Hunt's snack pack, that chocolate pudding that was like... wasn't really pudding. We don't know what it was, but it was good.
Oh my gosh, Tom, this website's great. Shark Bites.
Oh yeah.
They were so good.
I just scrolled down the Hot Pockets. Didn't they just recall them because there's glass and plastic
they
in
did.
Them?
They did indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Too funny. Mickey's Parade Ice Pops.
Oh yeah. Everybody loves Mickey. Come on now.
Fruitopia. Mm-hmm. We used to have... like a Fruitopia. I don't even know how this was allowed in schools. This is hilarious. Like a vending machine.
Okay.
Or the drink machine. And it had Fruitopia in it.
Fruitopia, I think, was a Coca-Cola product. Yes. I do remember that. And I first heard the name. I thought Todd Rundgren was back again. I didn't know. I'm going to give you one more. But you people, you people listening to Tom and Laura, get to the Facebook page and give us your thoughts. Airheads. Remember those?
Oof. I do. I think they still exist, though.
No kidding.
I think. Yeah, because Laffy Taffy and Airheads, I think, are still available.
Taffy. There you go. There you go. All right. Well, let us know what your favorite throwback food is, and maybe it is still available. Coming up, a late-night soundbite from Jimmy Fallon. Something's fishy at Subway, and guess what? It's not their tuna fish. Details coming up. Birthday buddies. And we do have Movie Mike, right?
Indeed we do. It's all coming up on a Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
Flashback Friday. Nowadays, you see artists teaming up all the time. But back in the 70s, not so much. Dionne Warwick did team up with the Spinners. And then came you, feeling that power along, baby.
Who has Hyundai? Sunbury Motors has Hyundai.
Texted in, Laura. This is a great text. And sometimes people text in just a request. And then other times they texted in with kind of a message. So, Brian, thank you for the text request. He said, Power Love, Huey Lewis. Hey, Tom and Laura, I need to play this song because we're in tough times. And if it wasn't for the power of love, we couldn't get through.
Yes, perfectly stated, Brian. Thank you for the request. It's Flashback Friday, 94KX.
This is Movie Mike, and as always, I am sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. Now, the campus is physically closed, but they have an online screening room where you can go and rent some really interesting new movies, and half of what you pay to rent them will go directly to support the Campus Theater. Ooh. So for information on that and to look at those titles, head over to campustheater.org. Now, as far as new movies, there is only one opening this week, and that is The Little Things. Denzel Washington and Rami Malek, both Oscar winners, play detectives trying to track down a serial killer, and Jared Leto, who is also an Oscar winner, is their prime suspect. This movie opens in theaters locally today, and it is also available on HBO Max starting today. I screened it a week and a half ago, and I will give you an opening day review of The Little Things coming up in just a little bit.
All right, thanks, Mike. I want to see this movie really bad, but when you look at the cast and all those Academy Awards, holy cow. I mean,
I know, right? It looks very good.
I think, how could you go wrong with Denzel, man? That's just the way.
Insider tip.
What?
I have HBO Max.
Oh, boy.
I'll hook you up, friend.
I'm coming over. Me and the dogs sitting on the couch.
Sounds good.
It's all good. Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
In The Little Things, Denzel Washington plays a former detective who had a complete breakdown because he couldn't nab a serial killer preying on young women. He teams up with current detective Rami Malek, who is also looking for a serial killer, and it may or may not be the same one. The men have a prime suspect, a shady loner played by Jared Leto. Instead of proclaiming his innocence, though, Leto seems to enjoy taunting the cops, which just makes their job harder. The Little Things reminded me of No Country for Old Men because it's less about who the killer is and more about the toll looking for the killer takes on the law enforcement officials. Washington's character has emotionally fallen apart, and Malik's maybe on the same path, especially if their hunch about Leto is wrong. That leads to all kinds of intense drama. There are several very creepy scenes here as well, including a standoff between Washington and Leto on a highway. All three lead actors give pitch-perfect performances in a story that creates a perpetual sense of dread. The Little Things is a little lighter on blood and gore than Seven and The Silence of the Lambs were, but its look at the psychological impact of tracking down murderers is just as haunting. On a scale of 1 to 4, I gave it 3.5 Hannibal Lecters.
No, Hannibal Lecters, huh?
Ooh.
That puts it in the league. Yeah. Okay. I still want to see it. I'll go for it. There's one
now
scene.
I'm on the fence.
Okay. There's one little bit in the trailer where Denzel's real close. His face is real close to the suspect. And he says, "Why can't we be friends?" Like that. And the suspect looks at him with that psycho face and says, "Why not?" It gives me goosebumps. Okay. I'm like, all right, this is going to be a creepy one, much like Hannibal Lecter. Hello, Clarice.
That's why I'm on the fence. I don't know.
Hey, news is coming up next to check on sports and weekend AccuWeather. Your requests in hour two of Flashback Friday as well.
Yay, it's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. Bagel Bites. Yum. Yum Bagel Bites. I'm looking at a picture of them right now. They came out in the 80s when Kool and the Gang was singing, and they became an instant kids treat, including older kids when Tony Hawk starred in the TV commercials.
It's very, very true.
If you were with us early this morning, we posted it on Facebook, your favorite Flashback Friday snacks, right?
Okay, some of these comments are fantastic.
Okay.
So back in the late 80s, Tracy says, they used to have these chocolate chip cookies called Almost Home. They were so soft and good, she says.
Almost Home. Oh, because they were soft. Okay, I don't remember.
Right,
them, but
right. Jen commented, so many. Pudding Pops, Pepsi Twist, Lifesaver Lollipops, Lifesaver Holes, Suddenly S'mores, Fruit Wrinkles, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. She's got a list. Did she throw in Fruit Gushers? Remember those?
Oh, Gushers.
Yeah.
Those were great.
I don't know. I don't know if I want anything squirting in my mouth like that. Anyway.
Ew.
you remember the gum that came in a plastic case? It was called Bubble Tape?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Do you remember Fruit Stripes gum?
Yes. I loved them. Mm.
So did I. But the flavor only lasted for like 2 seconds.
I know. And what was your favorite color? Because you got the variety pack. I was like, I hope I get a yellow one. I don't know if it was lemon
or
what.
I think I like the orange or the pink. Uh-huh. The one that had like the zebra stripes on it. Because they're all different.
Exactly. How about Planters cheese balls?
Planters.
So many jokes.
Ball.
So many little time. They were in like a canister. So you cracked them open like a Pringles canister kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was a big round canister, and it had a lot of cheesy Planters cheese balls in there. Growing up in Wilkes-Barre, the Planters plant was Planters plant. Am I saying that right?
Funny.
Yeah, it's just it was just a couple blocks from my house, and so we ate a lot of Planters stuff. Nestle's push-up pops.
Okay.
We all know what a Butterfinger is. Remember Butterfinger BBs?
The BBs. Yes, the BBs.
There you go. Speaking of Planters, how about PB Crisps and Planters chocolate crisps?
They were great. The PB Crisps were awesome.
Yes, I like them a lot. Wow. Philadelphia cream cheese snack bars. Don't remember them. What were they?
Maybe.
Oh, it says strawberry cheesecake on the wrapper. Okay. Mm. All right. My kids loved Hershey Swoops.
Swoops were great.
So you're liking all of these so far.
Right. Dunkaroos, Scooby-Doo fruit snacks. The dinosaur egg oatmeal.
Dinosaur egg oatmeal.
Do you remember String Things?
Yes, I do remember that.
Those were great.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, keep it going on our Facebook page. Let us know if we missed anything, because we've been mentioning a lot of them, and so have you. So let us know if there's that one snack.
Somebody's going to come up with something that's like out of left field, and we're all going to go, oh my gosh.
The best ever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So keep it going. Get on the Facebook, right, Laura?
Yes, please. Log on, like, follow 94KX Facebook page. Tell us what snacks you want to reboot on this Flashback Friday with 94KX.
Earth and fire. Earth, wind, and fire. The wind is in your backyard, so let's just say earth and fire. There it is, September by request. Do you remember those Time Life series albums you could get, and then later on CD? And I got the R&B collection from the 70s. It had all that early Earth, Wind, and Fire on there. And then we were talking about this, if not last week, a couple weeks ago, that those Now That's Music things, those CDs, Now That's.
Okay.
What was it called? They're on like volume 76 already. We looked them up. It was pretty cool. Now, believe it or not, there's a 3-disc collection available called, are you ready for this?
Okay, go ahead.
Now, that's what I call dad rock. I mean, it's pretty cool. Songs that only your dad would rock out to.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? My father-in-law needs this album.
Oh, really? Okay, it's a three-disc set. Let's Google it. Artists ranging from the Rolling Stones, Boston, Motorhead, right up to people like Avril Lavigne, you heard her. There's Toto in Africa, REO Speedwagon, Natalie and Imbruglia, and more. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it sounds like they're covering the decades well. Now, that's what I call dad rock.
That's fantastic.
Order yours today. Hey, news is coming up next. We've been talking about foods that maybe you can't order or buy in the store. Flashback food snacks. I found one called Cool Cuts. It was carrots and your own little ranch dip. I don't ever remember seeing those. Cool Cuts.
What?
Cut up carrots with ranch dip. It doesn't even say when they were created. The packaging looks kind of funky, like 70s maybe or 80s?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does anybody remember Cool Cuts? Let us know. Go to our Facebook page and give us your old snackies that you miss. In the meantime,
Let's do it. That's
what I call dad rock. It's Flashback Friday.
Right here with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Flashback Friday with Pink Floyd. Flashback 1980. I was listening to our sister station, Eagle 107, yesterday, and I heard Welcome to the Machine by Pink Floyd. Ooh. I was like, wow.
I haven't heard that song in a really, really long time.
Exactly. So at my age, I got the stereo up really loud, and I'm cruising down the road, and I'm just acting like a kid again. It's so cool. That's what makes Flashback Friday really cool, right?
Absolutely, because you can call in, request a song, and as long as we have it, we will do our best to play it for you on the radio.
Mm-hmm. There are those that try to stump us. but that's okay. It's all right. Speaking of trying to be stumped, have you found any foods on our Facebook page yet that you haven't either tried or heard of?
Not yet, although keep the comments coming, please and thank you. There are some great ones. The only one that I was sort of, this is funny, actually.
Okay.
Jessica says, just make Reese's peanut butter cups the same size as they once were.
Oh.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, you are so right. I mean,
they've gotten smaller.
Everything is, yeah, Oreo cookies shrunk up. Reese's Tasty Cakes have shrunken quite a bit. I guess it's a way of trying to control the price, but yeah, don't mess with the peanut butter cups.
Do you remember these drinks, Orbitz?
No, I thought it was a gum.
No. Wrigley's, so Orbitz was a beverage by Clearly Canadian that started in like the mid-90s, so like 1995, 96, 97.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like these floating, weird little like gummy things in them.
Oh, now I remember. Yeah, because
it almost looked like a lava lamp, right? Seriously. Like the shape of the bottle and everything.
Oh, God. Kids, please don't drink your mom's lava lamp at home, okay?
No, but you're right.
Yeah. Yuck.
Two more. One by Kelly. She said, Hidden Treasures cereal.
Ooh.
Which ones hold a hidden treat? So some were filled, some weren't. And then, I don't remember these. Mm. Michelle commented, Jumpin' Jack Doritos.
Wasn't that a Rolling Stones song? I don't know.
I think so. Actually, yes. Maybe Jack, that was a request.
Yeah. Jumpin' Jack Doritos. No. No, I'm sorry. I don't remember those. So you did stump me on that one, at least. This has been fun. We always love your comments on Facebook. But on a flashback Friday, we try to flashback to something, right? And everybody jumps right in. It's pretty cool.
Indeed we do. Mm-hmm. We love a flashback Friday.
Our friend,
and Laura in the morning.
Yeah. Our friend Bobby Douglas just checked in with, do you remember the K-Tel records?
Wait, what?
K-Tel records go way back.
I don't know what that is.
That's okay. Bobby doesn't mind. We don't have him on the line anymore? No, he's not on the line. So anyway,
So
he says, Tom, I bet you will remember this, but Laura won't. K-Tel records. I was like, heck yeah. I said, I used to order them. But the problem with them was, Laura, it was on vinyl, and you're familiar with vinyl at least, but they tried to squeeze like 100 hits on one vinyl record. So
Wow. You
would listen to the song on the radio and you would love it. And when it came out on K-Tel, the song faded at about 45 seconds too early. Because they wanted to squeeze more songs on one vinyl record. So yes, I do remember K-Tel, Bob. Coming up tomorrow, 94KX goes live and on location from Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It might be chilly,
so you'll have to
look for our Thomas at the service counter.
Our Thomas. I'll be hiding inside somewhere. Thank you so much for the requests on a Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. Thank you also so much for the participation in our Facebook Flashback Friday. You want to hear a funny one texted in here, Laura? I know that you won't know this flashback snack because I don't even know it, and I'm 110 years old. Jen, Jen says, where is it now? She says, she grew up in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
And the ice cream truck would always come down the road on their way home from school. I don't know exactly what they were, but we used to order Chinese candies and a pickle, a big dill pickle. So she said we would bite the top of the pickle off and shove the Chinese candies down inside the pickle.
What?
I have no idea. This is so, it's so wild. It's almost a Try a Tuesday. It's almost a dare, if you will, on a Friday.
Wait.
I don't know.
Wait.
Chinese candies inside a dill pickle.
Chinese candies okay, listen.
Jen, you do you, right?
Fine. No judgment, man. That is absolutely cool.
I'm
kind of interested. I have relatives in Texas.
Call them in Dallas. Yeah, text them or call them or something.
But I have no idea what the Chinese candies are. Wow. Okay.
I'm just interested in the fact that The ice cream truck in San Antonio, Texas had Chinese candy, whatever they are, and dill pickles in an ice cream truck. Pickles and ice cream.
The snack of choice of sometimes pregnant women everywhere.
There it is. Wrapping up a Flashback Friday. Chad Evans is next. I'm trusting you have a thought for the day on this fun at work day.
I do. Okay. And here's the thing. If you're having fun at work, just keep this in mind. I don't work on Fridays. I make appearances.
Thanks for making an appearance today, Laura. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Have a
This is I'm pretty much at the top of the roller coaster right now. I'm on top of the hill. It's okay. All downhill from here.
There it is. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.